Hey guys, Kevin Yates here, and welcome to another episode of the Empowerment Principles. So today I'm fired up. Today I want to talk to you and I want to ask you, what are you doing to achieve your goals? Are you doing what it takes? Are you doing everything that it takes to get from where you are to where you want to be, or are you just doing enough to get by? And if you want to know what the difference is, you look at the results that you're getting in your life. If you are not living the life that you want to live, then you have to look at what you're doing, because you're not doing what it takes to get there. You're just doing enough to get by. You're just doing enough to keep you where you are now. And there's no real secret to it. It just takes three main things that you have to be willing to do. There's three main keys here that I want to talk to you and I want to share with you today. See, I remember when I was $55,000 in debt and filed for bankruptcy, and I remember when my wife and I were facing eviction, getting kicked out of our apartment when we had a newborn baby daughter. And I remember being 1 to 2 months behind on just about every one of our bills, bill collectors calling literally from the time we got up in the morning until up to 9 o'clock at night. We weren't even answering our phones anymore because it was always bill collectors calling. My health was just completely falling apart. I was 36 pounds overweight. I felt horrible. I had no energy. I was stressed out all the time. I had seriously high blood pressure, like dangerously high. I was battling depression. I was diagnosed in 2002 with generalized anxiety disorder. You know, the relationships in my life, my career, just nothing was going right. And I remember I used to get just pissed off at life. I used to get so mad because I thought I was dealt this incredibly unfair hand where life was just cruel to me. I had bad luck. My circumstances were the reason why I wasn't successful. I just wasn't destined for it in some way, and that other people who were successful had some big secret that they knew that I didn't know. They had some secret that got them to the top that they weren't sharing with anybody else. Now, I remember I get so mad thinking about all that and wondering, what is the secret for me to get from where I'm at just to live the life that I want to live, having all my dreams come true? I didn't want to be in this mess any longer. And what happened was I started to slowly realize, the more that I started immersing myself in books, I read well over 100 books just in the areas of personal development and self-help and personal growth alone. And I started listening to, I invested in programs. I got everything I could. I went to events and these seminars as much as I could just to hopefully gain something, some little piece of information that I felt would be the secret to unlocking the door, so to speak, so that I would be able to achieve the success I wanted and have all the happiness that I wanted. And I was looking for all these secrets, but I started to discover that really there was three things. Well, the first one was that the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people was not that there was a secret. See, it had nothing to do with a secret. There are people in this world who achieved very high levels of success. There's multimillionaires who have become highly successful having come from unfair circumstances or coming from extreme disadvantages in their life. They had to overcome tremendous obstacles. And there's other people who have the same types of obstacles and challenges in their life, and they never overcome them. And when you look at it, the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is simply that successful people, they fail. Okay, they weren't just born successful. The only thing that you hear about, see, you see the end result. You see when they're on TV or in the movies or they've got the million-dollar house and all the wonderful things in their life, but what you didn't see was all the times along the way that they failed. All the obstacles that got in their way, all the challenges they had to overcome. You never hear about that. You never see that. So yeah, they fail. And you want to know something? Successful people actually fail more than unsuccessful people do. Now, if that sounds like you're thinking, no, that sounds kind of crazy, how is that possible? Well, I'll tell you why. Successful people fail more because they stay in the game longer than unsuccessful people. See, unsuccessful people, the reason why they never experience success, it's not because they can't. It's not because they don't deserve it. It's not because of their circumstances. It's not because they're unlucky. It's simply because when the first obstacle gets in their way, they give up. They quit. They quit the game. So when they quit the game, the successful people, well, they encounter the same types of challenges, but they stay in the game longer. They keep playing. They get knocked down, they get up, they dust themselves off, and they keep playing, and they keep playing until they win. That's the difference. The second thing that I started to understand was that all these secrets that I was looking for, this one big secret to get to success, well, the secret really wasn't a secret at all. It's kind of like the not-so-secret secret. Really what it is, it has nothing to do with just wishing and hoping and waiting for positive, the power of positive thinking to bring all your dreams right into your lap. It doesn't happen that way. The secret to it all is what we already know. It's what you already know, but we're convinced that nothing that we want would ever be so simple to go after and get. So we convince ourselves that there's some big secret out there that we don't know, and that's what's keeping us from ever doing anything. That's why we stay stuck in our lives, because the real secret is that all it takes is hard work. It takes hard work. So it's simple, right? It's simple in understanding what it is, but it's not easy. If it was easy, then everybody would be living the life that they want to live. Everybody would be happy. But, you know, statistically, it's been shown that about 85% of people are unhappy with their current job and with their current lives. So the secret that we're looking for, the secret I realized, was that it took work. It just takes hard work. It takes working consistently, right? It's not just about working longer and working like 7 days a week or working 50, 60 hours or whatever it is, but it's really putting in consistent hard work and putting it in the direction that's going to help you achieve your goals. So you have to get focused with where you're putting your efforts in, where you're putting your, what you're putting your work into. Focus it, but be consistent with it. And remember, it involves never giving up. When your dreams are so important to you, when you want them, when you want those dreams as bad as you want to breathe your next breath of air, that's when you have found your emotional attachment to it. That's when you realize you are in the game, you're not quitting the game, and you're not giving up. There's no other choice. There's no giving up. You're going to put in the work. You're going to focus where you're directing your work and where you're putting it into, what areas, and you're going to get to your dreams. You're never giving up, right? And the third thing that I learned was that the big thing here is to do what others aren't willing to do. You've got to be, I mean, if you really want that dream of yours, if you really, really want it, then you've got to be willing to do the work other people aren't willing to do. When other people are punching out the clock at work, you keep going. You keep working at that dream, right? You don't just come home and then sit in front of the TV and then veg out for the rest of the night and talk all about how you want all these big things in your life. You're telling your family, you tell your friends, maybe you tell some of your coworkers of all your dreams that you have, but then you're never doing it. You just go home and you sit down, you never do it. The weekend comes and you've got all these obligations and commitments and you just convince yourself that you don't have the time, so you really never get there. You can't be doing that. That's what everybody does. That's what unsuccessful people do. They do just enough to get by, just enough to meet the demands of what they got, but they never are willing to do the work that successful people are willing to do, right? So when you're punching out on the clock, you keep working. You know, when people are sleeping in on the weekend, you're getting up and you're getting involved in your dream. You're working on it. You know, I remember when I really realized what I had wanted and I worked a full-time job and I was terribly unhappy with this job. I was physically feeling sick to my stomach every day. I mean, I just wanted to break down and cry. Every day when I left the house, the last thing I wanted to do was leave my house to go to this place. I felt, if you could just see inside of me, you would have seen a man who was just screaming for help, who's just broken down and beaten down by this job and crying deep inside. But I went to that job, but what I did, I was so determined to get myself out of there that I started being willing to do the work that I knew other people weren't willing to do, you know, to achieve their dreams. So what I did was I got up 2 hours early every single morning. I got up early, 2 hours early, and I would start writing. I was writing emails. I was writing blog posts. I was busy developing my website to put online to get myself out there and doing what I wanted to do. During my lunchtime, I was constantly writing, going over, writing down notes. I was studying things that were going to help propel me to success. I would read books if they would help me. I would put material down so I'd know later on, what am I going to write about? Later on, what am I going to shoot a video about? I used to go into that job early. I used to go about 15 minutes early a lot of the days, and I would use one of the rooms that they had, and I brought a little video camera with me, and I would shoot my videos to put online. Go imagine that at my job. I mean, how many people would have the balls to even do that, right? And in the nighttime, I would get off of work, and I would get home, and I didn't sit down and relax. I took at least an hour and sometimes longer, but I finished up. I went over the notes I had, and if it was maybe putting up another blog post or getting together another video or whatever it was that I had to do to make that dream come true, that's what I was doing. So it's not about toot my own horn or anything like this, but it's just saying that I was so determined to get out of that rut and to live the life that I felt that I was meant to be living, but I just wasn't. But I was so determined to do it that I was willing to do the work that I knew. All my coworkers weren't doing stuff like that. You know what they were doing? They were sitting in the lunchroom and they were bitching all day long. They were bitching at the lunch break about how they wanted to find such a, you know, better job, or they wanted other dreams in their life to come true. They'd be talking about that stuff all the time. How they were going to get out of this place, and then the big things were going to happen one day. But they were so busy just bitching and complaining about it, wishing and hoping that something would happen, that their ideal job would fall in their lap, or they'd win the lottery or something like that. But let me tell you, wishing and hoping are not effective strategies. Wishing and hoping will not get you to your dreams. It won't happen. If you depend on wishing and hoping and whining and complaining, you are going to be waiting a very, very long time. So these are the three things. Remember, stay in the game. You've got to stay in the game longer. Don't give up. If you're getting beaten that game, then you get back up and you keep trying. You keep getting to the plate and you keep swinging at the ball until you hit that home run. But stay in the game. Don't take yourself out. Don't put yourself on the bench. Stay in the game. Be consistent. Never give up. Consistently put in the work, but be focused about where you're putting your work into and go at it. Put in that work and get to your dreams. And finally, do what others aren't willing to do. Whatever that is, you've got to make the time. You've got to find the time. It's not enough to be telling yourself all the reasons why you can't do what you want to do, why you don't have the time to do what you want to do, why maybe one day you'll start, but now the time isn't right. You're so busy at work. You don't have all the money that you need. The situation, the timing isn't there. You don't know the right people. You're too old, not smart enough, not good enough. Enough. You can't let those excuses hold you back any longer because they've already been holding you back. So it's time to stand up. It is time now. The time is now to stand up and claim it. Go after what you want in your life. The time is now to be doing the work that other people aren't willing to do. The time is now to stay in the game and keep going. The time is now when those obstacles get in your path to blow past them, to never give up until you find a way around them. The time is now to go after your dreams. The time is now to stop letting fear, negative thinking, and self-limiting beliefs hold you back from being, doing, and having everything that you want in your life. The time is now to find your life purpose, and the time is now to start living it. So now you've got one thing left to do, one decision to make. You can either decide to go for it, stand up, take ownership, and go after your dreams, or You can make the decision to stay right where you are right now, wishing and hoping that one day things will change. But being willing to accept, if you make that decision, you've got to be willing to accept that there's a very strong possibility you're going to be spending the next 30, the next 40 years or longer of your life just the way you are right now. That's the reality of it. But if you're making the decision, if you're willing to make that decision, that the time is now that you're going to stand up and move and take action and go after your dreams, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to go over to my website, kevinryates.com, and I want you to pick up my free program, The 5 Steps to Freedom. And in this program, I'm going to take you through my personal journey in the 5 steps that I discovered that got me out of that $55,000 debt, that got my wife and I out of bankruptcy, that put our marriage back on track, that got my health back on track, and that really, really changed our lives. So it's a free program, like I said, 5 digital CDs that if you work that program, you listen to those 5 steps and it'll change your life. So if you're making that commitment to go after your dreams, go pick up my 5 Steps to Freedom program at kevinryates.com. And I look forward to hearing your success story. I look forward to helping you reinvent yourself and live life by your own rules. So this is Kevin Yates, and I'm going to sign off for now. And until next time, I want to encourage you to live your life without limits. Stand up now. The time is now. Reinvent yourself. The time is now. Make your own rules. Get up there. The time is now to go after it. And never, ever, ever give up on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. Until next time, this is Kevin Yates saying, wishing you all the best, and I will talk to you soon.